Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. And here's some whale news. U.S. refuses habitat protection for world's most endangered whale. The National Marine Fisheries Service has rejected a petition by the Center for Biological Diversity to designate critical habitat for the world's most endangered whale, the North Pacific right whale. Recently determined to be a separate species from the North Atlantic right whale, it was thought to have been driven extinct by whaling. Its name was coined because it was considered the right whale to hunt. In recent years, a tiny population has been discovered in the Bering Sea. Less than 20 have been seen. The whales have been repeatedly sighted on the southeastern shelf of the Bering Sea, and although this area is known to contain nutrient-rich food, the National Marine Fisheries Service claims it does not have enough information to map out specific critical habitat areas for the species. This is the same excuse it used in 1991. Meanwhile, without the establishment of protected habitat zones, oil exploration, commercial fishing, and shipping traffic threaten to complete the process of driving these whales to extinction. Federal scientists lean toward ESA protection for Puget Sound orcas. A panel of federal scientists appear to agree with important arguments made by the Center for Biological Diversity and other groups in a petition the center filed to protect the Puget Sound population of orcas under the Endangered Species Act. A leaked copy of the draft report released to the Center and Ocean Advocates under Washington State's public records law affirms that the population is crashing perilously and supports the factual contentions made by the Center in its petition that the orca population is a distinct population under the Endangered Species Act. There is little biological question that the Puget Sound population is headed toward extinction, but bureaucrats in the National Marine Fisheries Service have hinted that it may be allowed to go extinct because it is not significantly distinct or significant. The Puget Sound orcas, however, are genetically, morphologically, geographically, and behaviorally different from all other orcas. They even have their own language. A Fisheries Service spokesman said the actual listing decision will be made by agency bureaucrats, not the scientific panel. The Fisheries Service must decide by May 2nd whether to propose an endangered listing for the orca. 10 independent whale scientists have called on the Washington State Congressional Delegation to monitor the National Marine Fisheries Service as it decides whether to protect the Puget Sound orca under the ESA. Worried the agency might declare the orca population not distinct or significant enough to warrant saving from extinction, the scientists wrote, "Orcas are majestic animals that are an integral part of our natural and cultural heritage. They are a mainstay of our tourist economy, our love of the ocean, and our sense of brotherhood with other species. The southern residents in particular have become a cultural landmark with people throughout the Pacific Northwest. If these orcas are extirpated, human life in the Pacific Northwest would be greatly impoverished." The Puget Sound orcas, also known as the southern resident population, have declined by 20% in the last 6 years and now number just 79 animals. In February, a large group of orcas apparently moving into unfamiliar territory because of global warming were slaughtered in Greenland. At least 24 whales were killed by local fishermen and hunters in Disko Bay, 8 were shot and killed by shrimp trawlers in Kwasi-Gianguit Harbor, and 8 were killed near Asiat. Many more may have been killed. The Greenland government said orcas should be killed because they are reducing the number of marine mammals available to human hunters. Just as the North American livestock industry kills thousands of wolves, coyotes, and mountain lions each year to protect their cattle, fishermen around the world routinely kill orcas to protect their access to fish and marine mammals. Despite the assertions of Greenland, however, the killing is illegal because of International Whaling Commission has not issued a take permit for killer whales. We thank the Center for Biological Diversity for this story. You can visit their website at www.biologicaldiversity.org. That's www.biologicaldiversity.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come and buy it.